Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Well, he doesn't bother with music unless it makes him either worship or repent. He's passionate and he makes it sound fantastic at the same time. Jimmy Needham is the singer behind songs like Forgiven and Loved and Yours to Take. And lately, Grace Amazing is getting a big response on this station. He's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good evening, guys.
Picky. Where are you right now?
I'm in Houston, Texas. The sun is down. I am about to get in my PJs, and I am very excited about that.
Yes.
So it's all as soon as we get off the phone, you're free to go to bed. That's basically it.
That's about the long and short of it. That's right.
All right.
You're actually talking to us from bed, aren't you?
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you guys did.
Well, look, the new single, The Reason I Sing, I guess you want to be creative with the video, who you're going to get. I guess, you know, George Clooney's not available. Your wife and your dog star in the music video.
I tried George. He respectfully declined. So that's right. My next option was my wife and my dog. So, and she didn't even sign on until she knew the dog was in it.
Good.
And you got some pretty strong words to say about fame with that song.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to say him though because I'm saying him to me first. So it's one of those songs that whenever I play it, I tell my fans, you know, it's really an insulting song to me. You know, like I'm insulted by it, but in a really kind of healthy, I need this sort of way. So. One of my favorite songs to have written, just because I feel like of all the stuff I've done, it's the most honest. I mean, there's nothing that I've really held back from people about kind of what I struggle with, and it's been cool to see response to that in concert and things like that too. So,
do you think the whole fame thing in the Christian music scene is a big struggle for everyone, or do people have that in check and have a good perspective on that, or is this something that probably could do with a bit more work?
I honestly think if anyone who does what I do tells you that they don't struggle with ego, they're probably lying to you. It's the human condition to love self. And there's no place better to love yourself than when you're on stage in the spotlight. Everyone's looking to you, to hanging on your every word. I mean, that feels fantastic, you know. And so I tell people, you know, I think in some ways, I mean no disrespect to my missionary friends when I say this, but in some ways, what artists do is more taxing, more difficult, or can be, than being on the actual mission field. Because, you know, when you're on the mission field, you know, the last thing on your mind is your own sort of sense of I'm awesome. You know, it's more how do I survive today? But you know, with us, it's every day is how do I defend against not other enemies, but myself. How do I defend myself against myself?
Chatting to Jimmy Needham here at Hope 103.2. We'll continue our chat in just a sec. Jimmy Needham, A Breath or Two on Hope 103.2 as we continue our chat with Jimmy.
How many times have we hosted you in Australia now, Jimmy?
Well, I want to say it's been 20 or 30, but unfortunately, I'm confident that I've only been able to come once. And guys, it was so long ago. This is uncalled for. I need to start a formal protest because I think it wasn't, but I think it was 2007 that I came to the AGMF music festival and was literally with you guys for 30 minutes on stage, and then went and flew home.
No,
we need to fix it. Yeah, yeah.
All the jet lag for a half-hour show, and that's it?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it right now.
Right.
I'm trying to emotionally recover from that, so.
So after half an hour in Australia, I wonder how much local knowledge you picked up.
Oh, I mean, quiz me. I know virtually everything there is to know about nothing. So.
Okay. Well, now that you mention, I have prepared a little quiz for you.
Oh, how convenient.
Just while we're on the topic. So I've just got five quick questions for you, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, be ready. Be prepared to be awed.
Good.
Okay. All right. Just have a guess if you don't know. Jimmy, have you discovered what a doona is? What is a doona?
It's like a donut, right? Except it's instead of a circle, it's a octagon.
He's so close.
Yeah.
That's remarkably close.
Or it's a continental quilt, also known as a duvet.
That's what I did. It cut out.
Yeah.
I think it's a connection thing because I was. That's so weird that I just said that, but you didn't hear that.
It's a first question. You know, we'll move on to the second one, and we'll see how you go with that.
If I ask you to put a popper in the esky, what do I want you to do?
if you ask me to put a popper in the what?
In the esky.
Okay. So my best guess, and this is from, you know, really sitting with Australian culture for many, many years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is a popper is, of course, it's a type of shrimp deep fried. And in the esky, of course, is like it's what you guys would, what we might call a microwave here, you would call an esky. So really you're saying, well, you heat up the fried shrimp.
You're actually in the right ballpark.
How disgusting that would be. A shrimp in the microwave.
Gross. It's actually put a juice box in the cooler, a popper in the esky.
Hey, that's not bad. I mean, in terms of how I answered the last...
It was food in some sort of storage, yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
I'm just saying, guys.
No, you were onto it.
You try microwaving fish sometime soon, though.
Could you name for us, do you reckon, an Australian marsupial?
Okay. I know this. Does a kangaroo count?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Jimmy, there eat him on the comeback trail.
That's right. One for three. All right.
There are only two more.
Yeah, we'll get through this. Easy. You'll be right with this. What is Vegemite made from?
You know what? Okay, I could be wrong, but is it like a meat paste?
Oh, close. I mean, it's pretty much as gross as that. It's actually made from a beer extract. It's a yeast extract spread.
Like a yeast?
Yeah, but it's from the waste of beer.
Gross. I mean, that sounds gross. Now, you guys don't actually eat that. Humans don't eat that.
We consume a lot of this.
There will be a special prayer session tonight for you guys before I go to bed.
Last one for you, Jimmy.
All right.
What would you do with a snag if I gave you one?
I would squash it because I hate those things. One bit me the other day and I was so frustrated. So I would. Am I close?
It wasn't cooked enough, clearly. Sausage, like a hot dog sausage kind of thing. Eat it, feed it to the dog maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or squash it.
not a bug. Got
it. No. I think you need to come back to Australia, Jimmy, clearly.
Yeah, please.
Please bring me back. Yes, I would love to.
All right, we'll hold you to that. Right now, though, we're going to play your latest song, The Reason I Sing. Set it up for us.
The song The Reason I Sing was the first song that I wrote for this album, Nightlight, and I'm really glad that it is. It basically deals with the question... What is more important to us? Is it more important that we see our name in lights one day, or that we see Jesus' name in lights? And if so, are we willing to live for that?
Cool. Jimmy Needham, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.